Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left to test Israel with them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing of it, namely, 5 tyrants of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the commandments of Yahweh, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, the Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites, and they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their Elohim. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and forgot Yahweh their Elohim, and served Baalim and the groves. For this reason the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Shushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Shushan Rishathaim 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Shushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Shushan Rishathaim. And the land had rest for 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of Yahweh. And he gathered to him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, Yahweh raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present to Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had 2 edges, of a cubit in length, and he did gird it under his clothing upon his right thigh. And he brought the present to Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bore the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were near Gilgal, and said, I have a secret errand to you, O king, who said, Keep silence. And all that stood near him went out away from him. And Ehud came to him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from Yahweh to you. And he arose out of his seat, and Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and dirt came out. And Ehud went forth through the porch, and shut the doors of the parlor upon him, and locked them. And when he was gone out, his servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, Surely he covers his feet in his summer chamber. And they stayed until they were ashamed, and behold, he did not open the doors of the parlor, and for this reason they took a key, and opened, and behold, the king was fallen down dead on the earth. And Ehud escaped while they stayed, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped into Seirath. And it came to pass, when he was come, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mountain, and he in front of them. And he said to them, Follow after me, for Yahweh has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fjords of Jordan toward Moab, and did not suffer a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty and all men of valor, and there did not escape one man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. And the land had rest 80 years, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. End of chapter.